99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
John Potter here, live and local. Craig, has this person really been on hold for 8 minutes?
Yes, sir.
No kidding. I'm so sorry. I got to look right more often. Let's go to that phone. Bob calling from Sparks. I am so sorry, sir. I did not see your call. Was it really 8 minutes?
More like 10.
Well, I wasn't checking the time, but you're worth it, John. Your show is worth it. I would have waited a lot longer.
You know what, Bob? So, I feel so bad. I'm going to let you take over the show. Say what you want, my friend. I will even agree with you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, obviously, with the news of last night and today, I am so glad that we have the president who is willing to call those people out for what they've been doing for years, and then also have the huevos to do something about it. So that's absolutely amazing. And I am a big Trump supporter, have been for since 2015 or whatever. So it's going to be interesting, but I will leave you with this, John. There's an old saying in a movie that says, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but it's worth it. So we'll see what happens. And again, thanks to you for being on the radio. We appreciate it.
Well, it was worth it putting you on the air after 10 minutes. Again, I'm so sorry, Bob, and I'll be much nimbler next time you call, my friend. Thank you so much. Take care. Okay, we're going to check back with Fox News and get the latest report. Let me see. Let me mark this because I don't want to ignore this huge story. I will get the latest. We'll play that latest tape from Fox News in exactly 6 minutes here, Craig. I don't know if anybody else has experienced this. A couple of days back, or could have been weeks, I don't know exactly when, but I use Gmail for my email. And so I go in there and I open up an email, and across the top of it, before it gets to the actual body of my email now, there is a synopsis with bullet points of what the email I'm about to read it says. And it's in the synopsis. It's obviously, they don't say it, but I can tell it's prepared by artificial intelligence. Like it... you know, just in case I'm too stupid to read and understand the email on my own, Yahoo Mail does this too. And thankfully, their AI has decided to simplify my email for me with bullet points. And I was a little offended by this a little bit because I think I'm capable of reading and understanding an email on my own. Thank you. In fact, you know, I'm so old, I have read actual mail where, you know, people have written in ink on paper and it would come in a little envelope and delivered by a letter carrier. Matter of fact, I'm so old, I have read actual letters written in cursive, right? Which is a very, very rare thing these days. But also, there is the fact that if AI has read and digested and regurgitated my email, that means AI has read my email. And geez, I kind of presume that communications I received online were typically between myself and whoever the other corresponding party is, right? I did not know that there had been some permission given to AI to not only read, but process and digest and regurgitate the email. So that was kind of an odd thing. And then this morning early, I come into work and I log on and bloop, as I logged on, there came a box in the middle of the screen overlaid on top of the incoming mail. And it was about a service that will write emails for me. And do I want to log into the service or otherwise access it? And, you know, I really had to search around and to find that little X to click on to make that particular annoyance go away. But here's the deal. The fact that the technology exists, that some machine can write your emails and read your emails, presumably, which have been written on the other end by another probably machine. The fact that it's possible doesn't mean that it's desirable and doesn't mean it's good for you. You know, things that are easy are not always good for you. In fact, things that are easy end up ultimately being bad for you. And I believe that being able to read and write, being able to put together a simple email probably is well within the capabilities of most people, or at least it ought to be. And if it's not within your capabilities, well, then you ought to work to get it so, you know, that it is. And so when you stop doing things for yourself, you become less capable of doing them and you become softer. And I'll be honest with you, we've turned into this country. I love this country passionately, but there's more fat, dumb, lazy people because we've got these devices that do things and think for us. And we have all these labor-saving things. And, you know, being efficient, using our time intelligently and saving labor is certainly good. But again, we ultimately turn into dumb marshmallows when we don't do things ourselves. And the biggest challenge from an intellectual standpoint right now is just the collapsing level of literacy among high school graduates and even college graduates. So why jump on this functionally illiterate bandwagon? We should read more. We should write more. We should pick up books and download them, read them on our devices, and look at these complex words and sentence structure and learn from them. You know, we need to make ourselves better and stronger. And the deal is, when people are increasingly incapable of communicating, I think in time they become incapable of thinking. And when you can't express yourself in an email, ultimately you can't express yourself, you know, which means you can't express discontent with the way things are going if they get us so dumb. We'll end up can't read, write, or speak. We won't stand up to them. And that may, after all, be what they're after. The reading and writing skills, we don't teach people how to write cursive or read cursive anymore. Grandma's letters to grandpa back during the war, passed down maybe from the Civil War, World War II, are going to be meaningless to a rising generation who can't make out that chicken scrawl on there, and they have no idea what a cursive is. So at any rate, about AI wanting to do things for you, politely just say no thanks. Use your own brain. It is a gift from God. It is the most important tool you have. And here's the thing, you know, sometimes we conservative people, we get a little suspicious of why things are happening. And my thought would be that if the world is trying to dumb you down, that there might be a reason for it. And I think as long as we have a free mind, as long as we can communicate what we believe, as long as we can read what other people believe, we're going to be okay. But if they can push us back from the books, if they can push us back from the ability to clearly communicate with one another, if they can push us back from being able to write down what it is, what we think or believe, after a while, the things you can't express, you can no longer think. Write your own emails, and as long as we can read what the other people believe, we're going to be okay. Read your own emails, and whenever possible, like maybe solve a mathematical problem, you know, for the heck of it. Get a pen and paper and work it out. I mean, I know that the calculator's on your phone and there's all sorts of complex things on your computer, but I wonder if we as a people still know how to do math, and maybe we should just try a little bit. You know, life is a use it or lose it proposition, and if we don't use our minds, we're just not going to have them. All right, it's 11:15, 99.1, 92.3 FM talk. Did they get him? That's the big question. Khamenei's, who cares, fate remains unknown after Israel U.S. strikes levels his compound. His compound's been leveled. As the smoke is clearing, though, over Tehran, they are asking if this guy is dead. In the immediate aftermath of the strikes, with the Israeli Air Force targeting senior Iranian leadership infrastructure, rumors are flowing that he is dead. And if he is, we will gleefully be the first to announce it right here. So I have all the websites open here and all the news sources to read the very latest. There are growing signs, though, and Netanyahu even said this as he was discussing the attack. He says, quote, "There are growing signs the dictator is gone." The Israeli prime minister ended his remarks by calling on the citizens of Israel to listen to safety advice from the country's home front command after suggesting the operation against Iran will continue as long as necessary. And he too, President Trump said this, but Netanyahu has just called on Iranians to take to the streets en masse to topple the regime and unshackle themselves from tyranny. He says they have a once-in-a-generation chance to overthrow the Iranian regime. He says, take to the streets, get the job done. It's high time you come together and unite for a historic mission. This is so well said, right? And too many countries, pet peeve of mine, too many countries have just, they live in misery and they just demand almost, and U.S. politicians do the same for them, demand that we go out there and do it ourselves and sacrifice our own men and women in service when the population of that country has to do it. At least that's how they used to do it. Now, Mexico's a mess. The solution for Mexicans isn't to try to come to another country. It's to stay there and change the way things are in their own country organically. Am I just talking nonsense here? I never hear anybody else say that. It's just an idea. All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to play the latest audio from Fox News on the ongoing attacks over Iran. I'm John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday from 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1118.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local on a Saturday morning, 9 to noon. It's 11:22. Craig, going to do the very latest audio here from Fox News. It reads, Operation Epic Fury continues throughout the Middle East as the U.S. and Israel joined forces earlier this morning in striking Iran. President Trump is urging the Iranian people to take over your government. Here's Fox's Jonathan Seri with
the president
details.
Is being very disciplined in his messaging. Ordinarily, he is prolific on social media, commenting on current events, cultural issues. In the past 24 hours, though, we're just seeing this one video where he delivers a very clear message about U.S. objectives in Iran, namely preventing the regime from being able to carry out terrorist acts, and in particular, preventing the regime from ever obtaining the ability to create a nuclear weapon and the ability to deploy a nuclear weapon. The president pledging that during his administration, Iran will never obtain a nuclear weapon.
Iran has launched retaliation strikes, of course, in the region all morning long, targeting American bases across the Middle East. I saw the president yesterday, and he was saying on to reporters, he said, you know, we've been talking to the Iranians for weeks with these peace talks, but they just can't bring themselves to say, no, we're not going to make nuclear weapons. They just could not say that. It's idiotic, isn't it? And this was just yesterday, and I had a feeling when I saw that, when I heard those words, I thought, oh, man, this is going to be very very imminent, I should say. But God bless those people in Iran. They have no voice. It's ultimate oppression. And there are folks in Iran who can be killed by their government by the tens of thousands, and there is nothing that they can do about it. You know, I mentioned earlier in the show, 1983, when I was anchoring the news in Rochester, New York, where I'm from. And it was all starting in 1983 when, God bless those Marines who were killed in the Beirut bunkers, 241 of them. And ever since then, it was just reporting on the steady drip, drip, drip of American lives taken by Iranian bastards. You know, they either did it directly or they paid for it, paying for the militias that were coming after us. And this morning, you know, this fist that Trump has doubled up has me praying also for a regime change and peace there. And again, I'm not a warmonger or whatever. I turn into one when I see what they've done. And I hope that we go all the way after them. And I hope there's not an Ayatollah left standing when this is through. And I hope that the oppressive, murdering regime is put through the grinder for the sake of the world and for the sake of the Iranian people. And that has been my steadfast opinion since 1983, ever since they killed those Marines at the barracks. You know, it just gets me mad. Let's get an update. Let me check an update here. I know the BBC has been following this very well, and so has Fox News. Let me see. Netanyahu, of course, I mentioned just minutes ago, Netanyahu said that there are growing signs that Iran's supreme leader is, quote, gone, and he is asking Iranians to take to the street. Qatar condemns Iran after a missile was seen falling on the street. Verified footage showing a missile appearing to fall uncontrollably, possibly after being intercepted in a residential area of Qatar. The person filming can be heard saying, "Move to the side, run!" And then the camera pans to show dozens of people running away and screaming as the missile falls. And then there's a huge fireball out there. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Qatar issued a statement strongly condemning the targeting of his territory with Iranian ballistic missiles. Why is Iranian making so many enemies on this and sending missiles to other Middle Eastern countries? They just don't get it. Let's see here. What else? Iranian official. Okay, this report keeps popping up constantly. And by the way, they increase the number of people. Listen, it may be true, okay, but the source, the one and only source for this is Iran and their press corps. Their government is really in charge of their media. Iranian official says 85 people now killed after a strike hits a girls' school. They say, let me see here, that's according to the official Mehr News Agency, which is in Iran. Let me see. It was targeted the school by three missile attacks today. Nobody has been able to independently verify this one report from this one source. Three members of Iran's paramilitary, Basij, that's a subordinate force under the command of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, has been killed. Let me see. The reports citing sources in the Middle East blame Israel and the U.S. for the attack that led to their deaths. The report states their funerals are going to take place tomorrow. J.D. Vance is right now in the Situation Room at the White House. No, he was last night. I'm sorry. Monitoring the U.S. attack on Iran. Vance was joined by Tulsi Gabbard, who is our Director of National Intelligence, and also Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Energy Secretary Chris Wright. The group was dialed into a conference line with the president during this time and the security team. I slept through this, but my wife shook me awake at 2 in the morning, so I got a little late on it. But it's flowing now, this information, and now we can really delve deep into it. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt said in a statement that the president monitored the situation overnight at Mar-a-Lago. IDF issuing an evacuation order for an industrial zone in Iran. Anyway, let's get the very latest from Fox News after that. Greg Neft And I think he is also going to read off some of those statements from Nevada's legislative delegation, our two senators. And if he doesn't, I have it, and I'll have that for you after we do that. Okay, Fox News and local news up next. I'm John Potter, live and local 9 to noon on Saturdays, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:30.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. FM News Talk time, 11:35. I'm John Potter. Every Saturday, 9 to noon, right here. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. And it's Nate calling from Carson. Hey, Nate. Good morning. I'm glad you called. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John. How you doing? Always loved you since back in the days of Channel 2, even though they were a commie cast. Anyway, I just wanted to have a bit of a beef with you about the conflict in going on right now in Iran and all this stuff. Number one, our roads here in Nevada are falling apart. Our bridges are falling apart. The infrastructure in Tahoe is falling apart. We have homeless people, and I don't know, I'm from here, born and raised. You've been to Carson lately. We have homeless people everywhere in Carson now. I never had that 6-7 years ago. And in the meantime, we're over there spending money on a foreign war that we shouldn't even be involved in. Israel can't win the war, so they have to drag us into it. How come we're spending money there when we have people that in this country right now that are sleeping in the streets? And I know a lot of them, homeless veterans and stuff like that. And we're over there involved in another foreign entanglement. And you know, George Washington said, no foreign entanglements. That's all we're ever involved in, John. It's starting to get tiresome, and the people are tired of it. You know?
I'll tell you what I'm telling you what I'm tired of, and like I said a few minutes ago, ever since 1983, and I've been anchoring news since then, 1983, ever since that Beirut bombing killing 241 American Marines, it's been a drip, drip, drip of Americans killed by, if they haven't done it themselves, they paid for it, Iran kill. Go to Google and ask how many Americans killed in Iranian terrorist attacks or something like that. Just search. You'll end up with a long list. That's what I'm tired of. And this country has been sitting there doing this. We've had presidents just let the problem pass on to the next president after them to deal with. Europe won't do a damn thing. And because I guess they're too cheap to foot the bill for it. They won't even do that. But, you know, my friend, that's what I'm tired of. And listen, I'm total peacenik. I used to fight with my dad at the dinner table constantly about Vietnam. I hated that. I learned to be, and you mentioned Channel 2. How did I become so conservative? I was such a hippie. Working at Channel 2 made me a conservative because I saw how much was not reported. And how blatantly slanted the CBS News scripts were that we had to read, to the point where I had to come in an hour early and write into these stories the other side. Well, you know, they were all liberals there, so it just didn't last. But that's what I'm tired of, Nate. Now you don't get Johnny mad.
I agree with you on a lot of things, John. And I know that Iran's not a perfect place. I know they're a bunch of rats the way they treat their people and this and that. But at the same time, it's like, I mean, how much money is going to be spent on this, and how long is this going to last? And it just seems like it just never ends. So it's one conflict after another, whether it's, you know, throwing money at Russia with this deal over there going on. We're throwing money everywhere. If China wants to invade Taiwan, we'll get involved in that. There has to be a point where we just draw the line and say, hey, we're done with it. Okay, if Iran did do all that, we should have taken care of that in 1983. The beef should have been fought then. I mean, why are we waiting this many years? And it's like, it just doesn't make any sense anymore when we have so many people in this country right now that need the help. I mean, you see it, John. I walk everywhere. You see the streets of Reno. It's like a night in Calcutta, man. The place is a joke. There's homeless everywhere. A guy hit me up at Whole Foods the other day, asked me for $30 coming out of the parking lot. I mean, I didn't even get in the car yet, and the guy wanted $30, you know? And I mean, it's just like, you never had that before. And you know as well as I do that it's getting worse and worse and worse. It's not getting better. The homeless population is through the roof. And we shouldn't have that going on in the world's richest country in the world. And it's happening, and it's a disgrace. And I think the American people are fed up. We're fed up with the endless wars. And it's not Republican, Democrat. It's just, let's just keep our money in America. Can we agree on that, John?
Now they're going to spend, Nate, they're going to spend $1.5 million fixing up the arch. What are you talking about?
It's only if Trump's name's going to be on it. You got to put Trump's name on there.
He would do that, too.
Yeah. You know what, John? I always enjoy watching. I'm glad you're off that Comcast channel, too. It's a horrible station. And I'm glad you're over here with these guys. And I don't agree on everything you say, but I agree on a lot of things that you talk about, John. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Nate. I appreciate that. Comcast. They're, I'm not going to say anymore. They're just not nice people. But the arch, okay, $1.5 million modernization of the Virginia. This is what we've all been hoping and praying for, isn't it, folks? How can that thing cost $1.5 million to fix up? Where did they not get estimates from people? Is it just me? Isn't it just a bit much? Not only that, you know, Nate brought this up. The city of Reno is facing a $24 million deficit. They raised the garbage franchise fee to 14%, and it's they want to raise, I think they approved raising the sewer fees, and they're seeking to raise our property taxes, and services are being cut, people laid off, but they have $1.5 million for the arch. Why does it cost so much? I'd like a numbers person to explain this. I would love to. Now, listen, now somebody will say to me after the show, of course, why don't you have these people on the show with you, these politicians who want these things? Why don't you have them on your show? I'll tell you why I don't have them on my show. Because you won't get straight talk from them, and they'll just spin and come up with anything like politicians do, and it's just a lot of blather, and it just doesn't seem to really tell the truth. I'm sorry to say that, but it's not just endemic to Reno politicians. It's all of them. Listen, I've interviewed politicians years and years, and I can say with full confidence that they're full of it. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, why does that cost so much? He's talking about the roads fall. I have a sewer line falling apart, and the street in front of my house is literally falling apart. And aside from all that, does fixing the innards of the arch, is that sound like a priority to you? You know, the mayor said the arch is in such bad shape, she worries if it will even light up. Well, you know, fixing the wires, I just, you know, $1.5 million. At least they didn't buy a second space whale. There we can be thankful. Going to take my final break. In the last segment, we're going to get back into the war over Iran up next for our last segment. If you would like to call, I love these calls, especially if you call them Comcast. I think those are brilliant, wonderful calls. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1143.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
That is a good recommendation. John Potter, live and local. It's 1147 on this beautiful Saturday. It's gorgeous. We're getting new news from Iran. This just came across the wires. The Iranian operation can go long or end in 2 or 3 days, according to President Trump. He just said there are several options for off-ramps to de-escalate after the U.S. military operation in Iran. He said, quote, I can go long and take over the whole thing or end it in 2 or 3 days and tell the Iranians, see you again in a few years if you start rebuilding your nuclear program. It's the first time our U.S. president has commented on the operation since announcing the strikes early Saturday morning. He says he finally took the decision to green light the strikes due to the lack of progress over nuclear negotiations this week. You know what? Even if the Iranians said in the peace talks and these negotiations, even if the Iranians said they were not going to build nuclear weapons, history shows it wouldn't be the truth anyway. Oh, where am I? Sorry to distract you here. The president said he finally took the decision to green light the strikes due to the lack. Oh, I said that. He said, quote, the Iranians got close and then pulled back, close and then pulled back. I understand from that they don't really want a deal. Okay. This was over a 5-minute phone conversation from a U.S. outlet. It doesn't say which media source that is. Another story just came down. This is good news. The U.S. military says there is no report of any U.S. casualties or injuries in the attack. No reports at all following retaliatory strikes by Iran. CENTCOM, this is a quote from U.S. Central Command. CENTCOM forces successfully defended against hundreds of Iranian missile and drone attacks. Hundreds. It says in a statement, damage to U.S. installations was minimal and has not impacted operations. Iran launched airstrikes targeting Israel and neighboring countries that host U.S. military installations. The U.S. used low-cost, one-way attack drones. Ooh, low-cost. I like that, too. For the first time in combat. Now, again, the top thing people are asking, is he dead or not? We're talking about the supreme leader, Khamenei. I'm not sorry for mispronouncing that. There you go. But there's no word. Benjamin Netanyahu said there is growing signs that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah, whatever, is gone. By the way, it's not clear exactly what gone means. But I think, and we haven't heard from the supreme leader ever since this started, there's no confirmation yet on whether he's dead or alive, but I think just the mere fact that we haven't heard from him is pretty much leads me to believe that he is gone. If you know what, anyway, there are growing signs, and even Netanyahu says this, the growing signs that the dictator is what Netanyahu calls him, is gone. He ended his remarks by calling on citizens of Israel to listen to safety advice, and because they are being attacked by missiles from Iran, he and President Trump call on Iranians to take to the streets to topple the regime. Greg Neft had what our Nevada delegation here, our Nevada senators. He had Jackie Rosen's quote. If you missed it, Jackie Rosen came out with her statement this morning that Greg Neft reported on. And Senator Rosen's statement was more of a paraphrase. This, she said, I expect the White House to inform Congress what it plans to do now, type of statement. Catherine Cortez Masto, in her statement, said the Trump administration must, quote, come before Congress with a detailed plan for how to protect our service members and bases overseas and get Iran back to the negotiating table diplomatically. This administration must not push the U.S. into a war with Iran, you bad man. Yeah, it's like we're the bad guys here, but that's fully what I expected from our Nevada U.S. senators. President Trump today reminds me of something that I am ashamed I did not do 2 weeks ago. And that was, well, I meant to do this right before President's Day, and I missed bringing this up last Saturday, too. This month, the 12th, was Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And it used to be that we had a national holiday to celebrate, commemorate President Lincoln. And that changed a long time ago to just President's Day, which we just had on the 16th. And I heard or saw nothing about Abraham Lincoln. We used to honor Lincoln and Washington, the two best and most important presidents we ever had, but that went away. And now we have President's Day, which honors no one in particular, and consequently just honors no one. There are a great many presidents that I have no interest whatsoever in honoring. And however you vote, I bet you could put together your own list as well. But Abraham Lincoln was a giant. His presidency was devoted to one thing, preserving the Union through civil war and ending slavery as soon as he was elected. And essentially, the war began, and literally on the day the war ended, he was shot dead. And that was his tenure in his term. Abraham Lincoln was also arguably the least educated president we've ever had. He also was undeniably, most certainly, the best writer and speaker we have ever had. Haven't you heard those commercials we run for Lincoln Heating and Air? Really now? But no, seriously, as a president, he was a man of decency and strength. And he could figure things out. And he was beloved by some in his time, and he was just as passionately hated by others. Remind you of somebody? In Lincoln's time, he had opposition within his own cabinet. The Congress did everything he could to try to trip him up. Remind you of somebody? Well, the Congress in Lincoln's time, during the Civil War, tried to undermine President Lincoln and did everything they could to try to trip him up during that time. The generals he dealt with were in very large measure incompetent. Some of them were patently sinister, trying to trip him up. But Lincoln persisted, and he learned as he went. And like a contemporary of his, Frederick Douglass, one hero of mine, look him up, Lincoln learned what he knew from reading books. And when he got into the White House, there was a war to be fought. And he saw that people like General McClellan were not truly to be trusted, and that they did not have the answers on how to fight the war. The three best in each of those areas were Ulysses S. Grant, William Tecumseh Sherman, and Abraham Lincoln. So at any rate, you can go online if you got a library app, join the library where you live or stop off at the bookstore, track down a book, and listen to or read about Abraham Lincoln. There are several great biographies out there. He is worth studying. He was a giant. He struggled. He had a hard life. He was an ugly man. He ended up marrying a woman who was, to be honest, a bit nutty. And, you know, he wrestled with depression once he kind of hoped that he would die. And maybe he tried, you know, once to bring that to pass. And the two of them married. They had children die. They had heartbreak and disappointment. And they were both nagged by what we today would know as mental illness. And yet he rose to the challenge that fate laid before him. And our nation was not only blessed by his service, but modern America has been defined by his service. Abraham Lincoln, whichever your politics, whatever you are, Abraham Lincoln was a great man. All right, down to my final minute. Thank you for putting up with me. Let's see if there's an update here. Latest, we got all the screens up on getting the latest news on the attacks going on over the Middle East. Okay, new unconfirmed reports that Iran's supreme leader is dead. After Netanyahu said there are growing signs that he's gone, there are unconfirmed reports now coming that he has been killed by U.S.-Israeli strikes. Reuters citing a senior Israeli official reports the Ayatollah, his body has been found. This is what Reuters, a respected news operation, says. The Ayatollah Ali, however you pronounce that, his body has been found. Axios, citing a source, says Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Yechiel Leiter has informed U.S. officials that the supreme leader was killed in the strike at his compound in Tehran, and multiple Israeli outlets are claiming the supreme leader has died. So we got two very well-known sources, and also add the BBC to that, too, that the supreme leader, is my pleasure to be the first to tell you that the Ayatollah is dead. I'll join in with those sources, by the way. KKFT reports that the one goal has been accomplished. All right, there you go. It's been an interesting show. Very interesting. Craig, thank you so much for doing what you do in Carson City. And I thank you folks for joining us each and every Saturday, live and local. I'm John Potter. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:58. Bye-bye.